Opportunities Commission.
Next page.
There we go. Executive Committee to order.
Zoom.
And whenever you're ready, Angela, you could do roll call, but once again, we have quorum, so we can get
okay.
rolling.
All right, welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on the committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration.
Got it.
You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Angela. I know someday everybody's going to be happy when there's a little canned script that you can just push a button and play all of that, but appreciate every meeting you're doing that. So next up is roll call. Could you assist with that, please?
All right, Ben Ford.
Present.
Ramey.
Present.
Kleba.
Present.
Esparza.
Present.
All right, Wright. All right. You have quorum. There you are.
Great. And I don't know if anybody registered for public comment. I'm not
there
seeing
were none.
Any guests. Okay, thank you. So
here's
next
the,
up.
In a virtual meeting.
Oh, great. Thank you. In a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. Thank you. So we've established there's no public comment. Next up, approval of the minutes. Have folks had a chance to take a look at the minutes from our last meeting? If so, I'd love to entertain a motion to approve.
So move.
Moved by Melanie. Do we have a second, Bob or Araceli?
I'll second.
Thank you. Second by Bob. Seeing no objection, I'm seeing none that approves, the minutes approve. Next up is disclosures and recusals. Does any member of the body have any disclosures or recusals on any agenda items? I'm not seeing any. All right, now we're up for agenda item number one.
Two.
Thank you. So,
which is annual
first up
retreat
is new business, annual retreat planning. What is staff thinking about that, Angela? When was, I missed last year. I think I was out of town. Bob, I see your hand is up, then we'll jump to Angela.
Well, I'd prefer to hear from Angela first. I have my own opinions, but let's see what if staff have thought about this.
We really like the location and the format of where it was last year. It was in September. Everyone was together in the space of a square. So we liked that location. We thought, you know, parking and everything was good. We can order food again. But that's what our initial thoughts was. It's normally in July. It was in September last year.
Thank you.
And also I'll add that's the opportunity to kind of revisit the procedures and the expectations of the ELC. We did have a short, brief kind of orientation with the two new alders that joined, but it would be a good opportunity to share that information.
Thank you, Angela. Bob?
Yeah, I would like to propose that we keep the orientation to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And we explore, or we emphasize more team building.
Okay.
At our retreat, because I've been on the commission now for at least 2 years, and there are a lot of people whom I don't know. And for me to be working with somebody, it really helps to know, this is going to sound crass, but you know, what people want to hear, what they don't want to hear, and then just, you know, how to, you know, everybody's different on the commission. And, I think that if we learn more about each other, we can learn better how to interact with each other and make a more productive mission.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, and one other thing I forgot to mention is that in the past, we've had outside experts come in and talk about housing. I think the first orientation that I was at, Revel Sims, is that his name? Yeah, Professor Sims spoke to us about how he's analyzing housing data. And that was fascinating. And something like that from somebody outside the city who might be interested in interacting with
manager
the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Byron and Dina just joined.
Okay, I see Araceli's hand. Araceli, mm-hmm. Please go.
Title Bomb Fusion 2020.
So I also agree. Oh my gosh, Melanie, I can't even hear myself when the machine's going. Sorry. Okay. I kind of agree with what you're saying, although I buckle at the idea of it being somebody out of state, or out of city. I prefer somebody homegrown. We have amazing talent. And this year, I would like us to talk about workplace discrimination, kind of go, like, that's the one part of the orientation that I really liked, was talking about the cases, how many cases, understanding what supports are being given, if any, are being given. Clearly, this is coming from my own experience with the listening session. And all of that. But yeah, I agree that we should have our annual thing in July. I will be gone out of August or in September. July just seems like it's coming up to us right really quick here. So perhaps that's not even an option. I don't know. Is the idea that is the idea that we are doing our annual retreat and we're going to do the celebration for Corinna and the other gentleman, which his name escapes me right now? Is that that's
Araceli, you cut out. You muted yourself, Araceli.
Oh, yes, no, I know. That was my question, was whether or not this retreat was also going to be the celebration for Corinda and
And
the other guy. And Zach,
Zach
thank you.
Mann.
Thank you. It was Zach. Yep. What
Thank
is
you.
that we're accomplishing with this retreat? That was my question too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. It could be. What do other people think? I see Bob, your hand's up, but I'll go to Byron and then I'll go to you, Bob, if that's okay. Byron, you're up.
Hey, I just had one quick question, or just an update to let you all know. I have to leave shortly, and be off, but I wanted to let you all know that we learned that Zach is actually starting his 10th year this year, so he actually doesn't roll off this year. He actually rolls off this time, next year. So, just want to make sure that we just got a clarification from the city literally about a few weeks ago. And I just want to make sure that we all know. So, as of this moment, Zach is still connected to us. So, just want to put that out there. He probably doesn't know because he thought that he was done too. And so, we got to let him know that he actually is starting his 10th year this year. This is his last one.
Is that what I thought I saw on Legistar, Byron?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay. All right. So it would be about Corinda. Bob, please go ahead.
Oh, just a quick comment about somebody coming in. What I meant to say, as far as outside of the city with a capital C, that would be City
Byron
of
Bishop
Manson.
Dashi dot don't
Oh,
manager Esther
somebody,
AOL desktop
local to
dot
Madison for
title
sure.
bar escape.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Is there any other thoughts about the annual retreat?
Are we thinking about having it in August?
I think everything seems like it's on the table now at this point. We know July is much too soon. That's tomorrow. And even August might be, I don't know. It's up to the body.
Because
Well,
we've had it in July, for several years, and July's passing.
yeah. I think I'm just throwing this out there to answer that question. Angela and Byron, as staff, you all set it up. And unfortunately, I missed last year. I don't know if I had COVID, I don't remember, but I remember the year that I went before that. You all do such a great job of getting the space, setting it up. And do you want to talk internally and see what a good timeline for in our office when it might work and then bring that back to us?
All right. So are
That's
you
just a
looking
thought.
for the August or September normal EELC meeting date and time? It stretched a
Yeah.
little longer, like it went more like 5 to 8 for additional time to really go over the retreat,
I
the
want to
work
echo.
plan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angela. You were still
No, that's
talking.
fine.
I want to echo something Bob said, that I think for folks that have been on the commission a while, anything, any orientation that might be redundant, things that we covered or things that we know, that perhaps there's separate opportunities for any potential new people to come on board to do an orientation. I just want to be respectful of time, carving out 3 hours, but I think what hit me the most is that a opportunity to come together and sit in a room and share fellowship, and not like a focus group, but you know, within our planning, those dreams and things could come up. So perhaps if more time was dedicated to that and the other things, maybe they don't matter. That's just what I'm thinking. Not that they don't matter, but for the sake of this annual retreat. But I'd love to hear what other people think. I'm looking. Sometimes I feel like an auctioneer searching for hands. Do I have
what
a hand?
What was that icebreaker you wanted to do and you were unable to come? Does anyone have some ideas of those team building, getting to know you kind of activities that you think would be helpful? You know, people have the bingo where you go around and you find out that about a person to get bingo, because it kind of forces you to move around to ask a question, but that's something that's common. But you know, have you been to something and you thought, you know what, this might be helpful? Go.
You're asking a social worker. I live by icebreakers, like you. But I think we all do. Bob, go ahead.
In the past year, at different commission meetings, we've talked about bringing in somebody to do a presentation about housing issues, and you know, half hour presentation or whatever. We've not been able to do that.
They have a new director now.
Well, again, somebody from outside of the city, would be my preference. Yeah, I think it would be interesting to, you know, since we're Araceli is leading the charge on employment discrimination, to get an employment discrimination lawyer to talk to us about issues surrounding employment discrimination, how to define it, how to, you know, I don't know what the words would be, but success rates, or you know, what types of employment discrimination are easier to prosecute, what types aren't, where Madison's Equal Opportunities Ordinance comes into play, when it doesn't come into play, you know, to give maybe a 1,000-foot view of what we're doing, as opposed to boots on the ground, getting people to be aware that we work on these issues at the city level.
I'm curious, have there been any ICE situations here where people are losing their housing, or one of the members is being picked up by ICE, and what happens to the rest of the people? How are those things to be dealt with?
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how ICE factors into housing discrimination or employment discrimination.
Well, it would be housing, depending on how a landlord would respond. Well, say for example, one of the members of a family got picked up by ICE, and that was the person that maybe had the income. What happens?
Yeah, good point.
I don't know what happens. Do the people get off pitched out on the street, or is there any plan for dealing with the situations?
Yeah, I've heard on the news some of the contractors, the employees are not coming to the job site for the fear of,
exactly,
you know, ICE coming.
So, I love both topics, I think, are really, really profound as we're focused on this annual retreat. I know, Bob, you mentioned like the 10,000 foot overview. And if we're together 2 hours, it feels like these topics are things as we get together and as a retreat that we could facilitate a community discussion around these issues, that we could give it its due diligence. And, you know, Melanie, when you mentioned ICE, been sharing a couple of weeks ago, one of the people, students that I serve, her immigration status is compromised. And I've helped create tons of safety plans around suicide, around recovery issues. And I've never in my life had someone look me in the eye and say, chances are I'm going to get deported. My son likes you. My son likes Odyssey. Will you please, please agree to be the third person that will take my son in? If I found two other people, but would you be the third? And both of us just lost it. Like, they keep the window shades closed. They don't answer the door. The kids are living in perpetual trauma. Whether or not there's been active raids or not, it's really impacting the community. So it feels like to shine a spotlight on both these issues, employment discrimination and issues around our marginalized folks. Those maybe need to be outside. This is just my personal thought. I don't know. It's up to you all. But this retreat, I really, since I've been involved with city government, to have these opportunities to come together and talk about the issue or two that really, why this wakes you up, why you're taking time out of your busy day to be on this body. I would love to spend most of our time building that sense of understanding and getting to know each other. But it's really up to you all. But I would love, whether it's in our work plan or coming up this year, that we can host community, whether they're listening sessions or we're offering presentations over these issues. Does anyone else have any thoughts?
Well, you know, a few years ago, I think before you came back on the commission, Brian, that I had proposed this whole thing of how we onboard people. Because we don't know anything about each other, and you know, and it's not a matter of, you know, their deep dark secrets, but we don't know them as human beings, you know. And so at that time, I had proposed that, you know, people, that we spend some time when somebody new comes, you know, that they can introduce themselves or we introduce ourselves to them. That never did happen. And so I think there is. You know, it has a lot to do with the cohesiveness of a group, you know, if you actually know the other people and so forth and so on. And we simply don't, you know. I mean, I think there's a person on the commission now, don't even know her name. But I think this, it's been a serious oversight, frankly.
I agree. I remember back when I served on this body, Steve Morrison was the president, then Bert Sipier, then Nina became the president. And during that time, we would have, whether it was at a meeting, but of course we were in person then, we would take the time to go around the table and talk, and then that individual, the new person, would onboard with staff a lot of times and then talk to us collectively. Like our new Alder O'Brien sat down for coffee and, you know, taking the steps, willing to meet with anyone to talk about this. But I agree. I think there's got to be a better onboarding process.
Well, and in like now, I mean, we could do something at this, at our retreat. And, you know, you can just use a question like, tell something that you, that most people don't know about you, you know,
yeah.
And Lord knows what that is. But I mean, just some way to get the conversation going, and you get a more sense of the humanness of each other. And we don't have that. And I think it makes a lot of difference in terms of interaction and so forth. And we also have a serious, in my opinion, attendance problem. You know, there are a lot of people who just don't seem to be showing up. And I don't know why. Obviously, they don't tell me. But I think, and it's possible, you know, a better, little more cohesiveness of the group might help that.
I agree. Yeah, and you just stole my icebreaker idea. That's what we would do. But no, I'm kidding, but I think you're absolutely right. Well,
so two truths and a lie.
Oh yeah, there's
do that one. Yeah.
There's millions of them. But anyway, do we have some consensus that we want to devote most of this time relationship building, and that will tie into what we might be planning for next year? Things will organically rise to the top. Are folks in agreement? And then city staff, Angela, Byron, to get together and figure out like a realistic time that they can get the space. And I, you know, if you all like 3 hours, it just feels like, I forget what day of the week it was. Do you remember?
I want to say it was Thursday.
Okay.
It was the same day of a regular meeting.
It was a commission meeting time.
Okay.
So we did like 5 to 8.
Okay. All right. Is there any other thoughts about this? Do we think we, Araceli, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Yeah, no, all I'm saying is that I would like it to be for September. I think that'll give us some time. We're also thinking of our listening session to be in September. I don't mind splitting up our upcoming listening session that's going to be on the south side of Madison with possibly like a mini collab with Central. I think that we've always invited folks who are working either in housing, and then, like, you know, we had the Road Home people come and talk to us one time. We've had the YWCA talk to us. And so, I mean, if people want to really know what's going on, you know, maybe we could have the city staff, like, you know, invite Central to come and talk to us about, like, even witness, you know, what to do if you're a witness, what to do if you're a bystander. Those type of things might be helpful for the commissioners to know. What I tell people is keep talking about it and vote and donate your time. And there's ways to be a witness. You know, being informed is great as well. It does nothing unless we're actually actively talking about it. Yes, we can do this as part of the listening session, but if you all went last time we had the listening session at the library a couple weeks ago, most of it was taken up by the subject at hand, right? So it just, you know, it's a matter of timing and stuff. So I think I would, you know, open it up to either, do you want it for the community to learn more about what's happening with ICE and all the repercussions of ICE in our community? Because there's already been a pickup over in McFarland. I don't know if you've read that at the Cap Times. There was a family that was taken, and now apparently they're back again. So even There's been motions on a federal level to share DHSF, you know, Department of Family and Human Services information for, you know, when you get food stamp rolls to the feds. That's really bad and really scary for many reasons. I don't want to get into like the details, but if you know how that works, you know why. And so that's really, really bad. And so I don't, yeah. But, you know, Governor Evers is standing up for us, you know, and stuff like that, and refusing to share that information. So him and a couple other states are pushing back on injunctions and so forth. So, I mean, there's ups and downs in this fight, but it really just depends what the commission wants. Do you all want to us as a group to be informed, or do you want to hold a listening session from the community and kind of do what we did at the library? So those are the two options that I see. And then the third thing was just, I'd prefer if it was September, but that's okay. It could be next. I mean, it could be in August, as long as it's like after the 20th is when I get back. That would be cool. Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much, Araceli. I appreciate like the distinction of what we're doing, whether it's with the listening sessions or opportunities to present community presentations to raise awareness and education around issues. And it seems to me we can do them both. But back to the retreat, it looks like if we could look at something in September when Araceli gets back, and you'll come back to us. I think we agreed on that. Then I think we can wrap this part up and move down to discussion item three. We touched on it a little bit. And in some of this agenda, I just want to say, other than under future topics, we talked about at the larger EOC, and unless there's new information, we don't have to rehash everything over again. But I think we'll have questions like we voted on who won the Reverend Wright Award and just an update on notification and next steps and things. But it's up to you all. But I don't think we have to go through all of this like we did at our last meeting, but just maybe focus on future topics. So if there's no objections to that, we'll skim through them. Is there anything else people wanted to say about number three? I think we agreed the South Side would be the next effort geographically. I'm not seeing anybody with their hand up. So the non-discrimination clause, I know that's still in flux, right, Bob? So there's nothing to report or... Go ahead, Bob.
I did find out that Jasmine Banks is on vacation for pretty much the second half of June, so I haven't heard back from her. But I hope to have something to say at our next meeting.
Great. And it seems like all of these, and I saw that they'll end up on the agenda for the next meeting. So that brings us to future topics in the Reverend Wright Award. Angela, do you know the next steps? Has Mr. Murray been notified? Or
no, we're working on notifying him tomorrow. The draft, we have an intern working on that, and they had some questions about Floyd Rose presented the nomination, and he quoted saying Fitchburg mayor provided some quotes, and we had her, you know, email to the effect. So we were trying to be careful not to quote somebody that somebody else said, you know, even though it was positive. We have that, and we will work first thing in the morning to get okay. That out so he could be notified and be available for the July 15 Common Council meeting. So we have contacted Liz in the mayor's office about getting it on the Common Council, but we need to let the winner know if he hasn't heard, you know, get the surprise so he can be there for that date. But, and then we order the award. We'll have you sign the certificate, the letter to the president, that kind of thing. I think we did it electronically last time, but I'll make sure, because for Legistar, you have to load it and we got approval. You review it and approve it. And then at that common council meeting, typically the president speaks and presents the award to the winner.
That sounds great.
So that's what the next steps are. We talked about it today, and we're in a definitely a good place to be on schedule, but just got to notify the winner.
Great. And then am I making an assumption, but you'll put out a press release?
Yes, that's the press release is what we're waiting on, the press release and the Legistar presentation document. There's similar information on there, and you know, because it was some work that they assigned to the intern, it's taken a little bit. Last time I just did it, you know, but it's the content from the nomination and content from publications that was out there about Mr. Murray. It's a one pager, really, 1.5 page. It's not something that's long, but.
And I could.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could use that verbiage for what my yes. remarks would be. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Is there mm-hmm. any other questions about that? Then I think we could keep cruising along. The EOC ordinance update, and I think that's ongoing. And Ford would have information about that.
Yeah. So Byron's not here, typically Ford is not here for that, but it's you know, they're rolling for the big meeting, the full meeting.
Yep. And then looks like this is a reminder that July 10th, if anyone on this body is part of that appeals committee.
Raise hand.
Melanie, your hand is up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Brian, I want to thank you for going ahead with having the vote on the award last time, because that was just dragging on and not getting resolved. And so I was really glad that you just went ahead and said, let's do it. You know, the ones who have voted and the ones that are here. And so that took care of the problem, and I'm glad.
Thank you for saying that, Melanie. Yeah, thank you. So I just had a quick question about the appeals committee. So we all get the emails, but in the past, whoever the chair of the commission, they didn't sit in on that body, right? There's a set group of people that's part of that subgroup. Okay. I didn't know if the expectation, because in the past that wasn't part of what the president or the chair or bottle washer and chief would do. So, okay. So next up is, I think I brought this forward. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple things that have come up since then. So here we are. I said it before, and you all know it. You're taking time out of your busy days, and you're fighting for social justice and things that you're passionate about. And maybe this comes out of the retreat, where we sit down and we talk, and it just feels like in this world, I had to stop reading the New York Times for a week, stop listening to the public radio. It's just really eating us up, and we witness social injustice. So I just, part of like our listening sessions and part of our involvement, that to be perhaps more proactive would be that we put something down in paper. So that's just something we can bring back at the retreat or however else. I just think that as we get to know each other, we'll find these issues that galvanize us all. And then kind of related is, I got a contact from a reporter from the Capital Times that wanted my impressions about the complaint against Norm Davis and what I knew about that and staff morale and things like that. And I declined the comment. I don't think that's appropriate in my role, and I don't know anything. But I did tell the reporter that when DCR was created, I was an alder that opposed the creation, the consolidation of EOC and affirmative action and disabilities rights. I opposed the consolidation because I thought they were watering down things that were fundamentally the most important things to make this a socially just city. And I found solace in the end because Lucia Nunez was appointed director, and I had a great deal of respect for Lucia. But I often wondered that it's a political position in a lot of this work. And Angela, I know I'm not going to try to talk about a personnel matter or anything like that, but I had told the reporter that I think ultimately it comes down to the will of the Common Council if they really believe in equal opportunities and social justice. And I don't see many other alders visiting us. So I think there's bigger issues. So I know nothing about, but I would like at the next meeting an update about what's going on with that. I think as a commission, we deserve to know. We don't need to know the details of the investigation per se, but we need to know how it's affecting the office. That's just my personal thought. And I'll be quiet, and I see Araceli and then Bob. Araceli, please go ahead.
Thank you. I did speak to her, but as a consultant, and only really, I very much 90%, like 99.9% of my conversation with her was about the listening session. As part of our commission, and I broke her down, you know, she was, she's also a Black woman reporter talking about this one thing. And this is what I told her. I was like, there are so many of these types of cases, and for the cap times to target this one in our office, and I mean, you have to understand, like, it's really complicated, right? It's a really complicated thing. I called in the fact that they were kind of using her to do this reporting, and what were, you know, is that really good? I think it comes down to, and I agree, you know, it coming down to Common Council, because absolutely. I was like, we don't really, you know, besides the listening sessions, I mean, the power is in the Common Council. The power is in that, not on us. Like, there's so much that we can do or say about what I didn't even know until the listening session. And that's all confidential information as well. I said, we've had actually two good conversations, her and I. Mainly, this one was the one that was recorded, you know, and there were mainly she was just asking about what are the aftermath, you know, the psychological aftermath. What does it mean to be living in Madison knowing that racial discrimination will probably happen to you? Most 9.9 out of 10 times it will happen to you. So that's the perspective I gave them. I know nothing about Norm except for rumors. I have only interacted with him very slightly as a consultant. I spoke to him maybe like 3 years ago, offered my services, and was basically told like, oh, we're good type of thing. And I have something about a conference. He has been kind of funky when I've ran into him at times on this, like at the city county building. Again, he made some sort of weird comment about like me being like accidentally going to the jail instead of the ground floor when I was at the county building. I felt that was a little bit like off-putting and totally like out of pocket. Like, why are you going to say that to me? I was just joking about it. Oh, I'm trying to get to the ground floor, and the elevator wasn't floor number one, and the elevator just wasn't working. And then he's like, oh, watch out, you're going to go down to the jail. And again, it was off-putting. It's totally just, I just feel like I have not read the complaint. None of us, I don't know if you all have read the complaint. I have not. It was off-putting, and I was just, I don't know. The way he just felt, it felt very, it came from a very, like, kind of like he was meant to say that to me. And I'm like, why are you talking to me about jail? Like, what? Like, it was just so weird. Like, instead of just like, hey, hello, you know, oh, okay, whatever, you know, it was just very odd.
No, that's all I have to say about the subject, except for I did speak with them and mainly promoting that we had vacancies on a rolling basis.
People should apply to be part of our commission, and the listening sessions and what the listening sessions propose really. And I'm glad that, I hope that you all hear this too, is that the purpose of the listening sessions is to empower friends and individuals. Empower your friends to help the individuals who are suffering through this. Because that was my journey. Like, that is what I found most of the time that social workers do, is be that friend in the moment to help people actually apply. And that is, you know, what a lot of the programming, you know, for the office does, is like they educate different community centers so that they can then be able to be cognizant and help other people apply. And so I think that, or whatever, submit the complaint and stuff. And so I kept on reiterating that throughout. But yeah, I don't know. And just like you, Brian, it's almost better that we don't right now. But yes, should we know? Yeah. And she's about to publish this in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe I'm not suggesting we know, and we certainly aren't going to litigate it here within this body or anything, but I guess just an update, where things, how it might be affecting the staff. And if you can't talk about personnel matters, you can't talk about personnel matters. But Bob, you had your hand up.
Yeah, Brian, I think that you just pretty much said what I wanted to say, and that is that we really need to focus on policy and on the as commissioners. And if funding for staff affects implementation of policy, I think that that's something that we could explore. But discussing personnel matters is a big no-no, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any other thoughts about this? And staff will present what they want to present. And Angela, I imagine that's going to be Byron at our larger meeting.
Yeah.
So that brings us to
either Byron or maybe Linda Vacunza, the deputy mayor. I don't know if it's a true reporting relate. He definitely reports to the mayor, but he's under umbrella under Linda Vacunza. So I would think if there's a statement or something, perhaps it may be Linda, because Byron also reports to Norm, you know, just for, you know.
Right.
Left
right.
Panel window.
Okay, thank you. So that brings us to the draft agenda for July 10th.
Ron, I had my hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Melanie, please.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to say that I don't know, you know, I think all of us just know what we read in the paper, and that's enough. But I wonder if the alders have any insight in, because in the paper it had said something about they anticipate a 3-month investigation, and that was all of that. But I think I agree with Bob in terms of our duties, but I think that we also have a concern about the staff, and if, you know, things are difficult for them or whatever, you know, that should be some of our concern too. But I just wonder if the alders know, if, you know, how far along the investigation is, if it's about over or what's going to happen. Especially Barbara McKinney might know more.
Yeah. Thank you, Melanie. I can tell you as a former alder, we were never privy to personnel matters. These types of investigations, we didn't know until the city attorney deemed it necessary or we received a report or something of that matter. But I would try to advocate on behalf of constituents that worked for the city, but it got really in the weeds over personnel matters and things like that. But I'd just like to know how it's, and I don't know if he's on leave or I don't know. I just would like to know how it's impacting the work of DCR.
He's in the office pretty much every day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So in front of us, we have the agenda for July 10th. If people could just scan that.
I made it a little bit smaller, but can you all see it? I can make it bigger again.
Looks good.
And I know we keep bringing this up about the celebration, so we can take Zach off of that. And I particularly like the idea of, I think, Araceli, you raised the point that if Corinda was willing, at least for the first part of the retreat, because maybe she could give us some words of wisdom from serving for 10 years, and we could, I'm happy to purchase a gift card somewhere and we could all chip in and pick up some flowers and we could do something like that. There's going to be food there anyway. And I don't know if folks would be agreeable to that, but anyway, Araceli, you had your hand up.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me. I was wondering if we could put up for discussion items. This is for our next all staff meeting, right? I mean, our all staff, all commission. Okay, could we put there on the item? We're looking for people to help us for organization, just so we can get a count of like who is going to be part of the ad hoc committee. I know, Brian, you've been helping us with the listening session, and obviously Dina and myself, but I think it's important to put it a part of this discussion item for July. Yeah, thank you.
I agree, and Araceli, I didn't help much. You weren't at our last meeting, but I commended the work that you and Dina and Angela and other people involved, so I will definitely do that. And I particularly like how you pulled in other people who maybe weren't on this body. And you had said it earlier, how do we do outreach to others and pull in others that aren't at the table? So I appreciate that so much. We'll definitely make sure to bring that up. Anything else? Are folks good with this? If so, I'd love to get a motion to approve, and I think that wraps us up for tonight other than adjournment. Bob, your hand is up. Are you?
I so move.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Okay, I second it.
Great. Thank you, Araceli. Moved by Bob, second by Araceli. This is the agenda that we'll be using for July 10th. If nobody's opposed, I think we can pass this unanimously. All right, that passes. So that brings us to the last item, adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So move.
Move by Melanie, second by Bob. There's no opposition. Seeing none, we're adjourned. Have a beautiful night, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Ryan.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.